Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you on this Friday, as we do every Friday at 10:30. We say hello to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, who joins us. Let's get some picks in for this weekend. Lee, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to the weekend. Headed actually up to New York City to visit my daughter and go to the Macy's Day Parade. And it just so happens, you know, I'm from Miami. The Dolphins are playing Black Friday, so want to have some family time, take them to that game. And then got the Heat and the Knicks in the Garden later that night. And then head on over to Brooklyn, have some dinner in Brooklyn, some really good pizza. And then just so happens there's another Heat game against the Brooklyn Nets. So it's all about family.
Well, that works out very well for you. So that will be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to some picks. I know last week was not ideal, but we rebound this week. So
let's do it.
Let's get it started with Kentucky against South Carolina. Kentucky is a 1.5-point favorite on the road.
Two teams that need a win desperately. Kentucky has not been able to match up against the top teams here. South Carolina, Spencer Rattler's going to have to get hot. He's got to carry the team. Now, Devin Leary just is not the guy for Kentucky. The Cats 1-4 straight up and against the spread run since opening 5-0 versus a bunch of cream puffs here. Whatever Kentucky has left, they might just be saving here for Louisville in their last game. Last year, South Carolina won this game 24-14 wire to wire. Spencer Rattler was really solid in that game here, not turning the ball over. I don't think that much has changed. I'm going to go with South Carolina at home here, 31-27, wrong team favorite.
Okay. The big one in Knoxville, the Georgia Bulldogs undefeated. They're a 10-point favorite taking on the Vols.
Yeah, and I'm looking for any reason here to back the Vols, but they just have not shown it here against top competition. So they're going to have to run the ball some. They just can't count on Joe Milton. Georgia last week ran the ball and Ole Miss for 300 rushing yards, pounded them. Missouri pounded Tennessee for 255, and that was not considered their strength running the football. I think it spells trouble here. Joe Milton has completed less than 20 passes in 4 of his 10 games here. He can throw the ball 85, 90 yards, but problem is you never know where it's going to end up. So that's a big problem against this defense. It's only allowing 5.6 yards per attempt. They have 12 interceptions and only allowed 11 touchdown passes this year. Carson Beck was probably a liability to start the year, but he's come on 5 of the last 7 games. He's thrown for over 300 yards. Tennessee, I just don't think they can compete, you know, against teams like Alabama and Missouri that were ranked, and Georgia's probably a little bit better than both of those teams if you judge by what we've seen. So no reason to think they can compete versus the third and final ranked opponent here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Georgia, big, 37-20.
All right, he's laying that 10. Now to the NFL, the Super Bowl rematch, Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. The Chiefs hosting the Eagles. Chiefs minus 2.5.
So I went back and watched the Super Bowl. I'm like saying to myself, let's see, you know, what happened last year. A few things have changed, but quarterbacks are the same. And how about this? Looked at Jalen Hurts. He should have had 3 interceptions in that game. Now, he's not having a great year, decent year. Patrick Mahomes in that game was basically playing with one leg, and he threw 3 touchdowns. This Kansas City defense has really come on. They held the Dolphins to a season low 14 points, just 175 passing yards. And, you know, you look at this Philadelphia passing attack, and they lose Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert is a top 5, top 6 tight end. He accounts for almost 20% of their passing production. Now they're going to, I think, Kansas City be able to play a lot of 2 high safety and double those guys on the outside, not have to worry about Philly throwing to the tight end. And the DBs for the Eagles, they've allowed the 4th most passing yards. They just are not making plays on the ball when the ball's in the air here. Kansas City's at home. Andy Reid calling plays. Give me Kansas City, 31-21.
Okay, and then a big one in the AFC North, and I'm interested by this one. Cleveland is both teams, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, 6-3. Cleveland's 4-1 at home, but Deshaun Watson lost for the year. The Browns still a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I think this game should be a pick 'em or maybe Pittsburgh favored. DTR quarterback, I just don't think long-term he's the guy here. Just too up and down. And when you turn the ball over, and Pittsburgh's really good with their defense and getting takeaways, they are a tough team to beat. They know who they are. They're not going to try to play wide open. They play it safe. They just want to play field position football. They want to beat you up. In Cleveland, I think they got their gift last week. Baltimore was playing reckless with the ball instead of rolling Lamar out, doing RPO when they were up 15 points. They got reckless and were throwing from the pocket, and it ended up costing them here. So I'm going to take the team, I think, with the more opportunistic defense here. And I think Cleveland knows deep down, without Deshaun Watson, they're not going anywhere here. I like Pittsburgh outright here. Wrong team favorite, 17-13.
Could you see that? When you sent these picks out, it was 2.5. Now it's 1.5. Yeah. Could you see it closing as something close to a pick'em?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, quarterbacks are I think Deshaun Watson's – I rate quarterbacks and what their value is. I rate him as like 2.5 points. Now, I don't think DTR is one of the worst backup quarterbacks, but at best he's probably 20 to 22 out of 32 quarterbacks. And long-term, you know, he can make some big plays, and he can also cough up the ball. He did it all, you know, during his time at UCLA. In the NFL, rookie quarterback who's turnover prone, not a good matchup against Pittsburgh.
The Titans head down to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. It's been over a year since they won a game on the road, 0-5 this year. The Jags 2-3 at home, but they sit at 6-3 overall. The Jags, this one was 6.5, now a 7-point favorite at home.
Jacksonville's 1-5 against the spread the last six versus Tennessee and Jacksonville. Sometimes when you lose a game like they did last week, they were beaten up, they were dominated. Trevor Lawrence, second career game with no touchdown passes and three or more turnovers. I think it takes something out of you. You realize you are not at that level. The Jags, only 1-3 at home this year. I think Tennessee's going to be able to run on them some here. Derrick Henry, I don't expect him to get held to just 24 yards on 11 carries like last week. I think they get the running game going here, and it open up some play action here. I just think that Jacksonville psyche is shot a little bit here. Let's call for the upset. Let's call for the big upset. Upset of the weekend here. Tennessee 27-24 over Jacksonville.
Ooh, okay. Yep. A lot of Titans fans like hearing that. That is for sure. All right, your free play this week is a big one. Houston hosting Arizona. That one's looking like it's -5.5 now. Yep. But they call you and they get that one for free.
Yeah, I don't think we ever thought we'd be talking about Houston this late in the season. So if anyone wants to get that game for free, be just one of the first five callers. Call 800-400-9741. We will give them that Houston-Arizona game on me. Got a real strong feeling on that game, 800-400-9741. And how about this? Bringing back the one-day all-access pass. Did it a couple weeks ago. We had 8 plays, $17. We went 7-1 on that. It's normally $77 to $97. I'm going to do it again. We have a college football selection, NBA, college basketball, hockey, and our top USC selection for tomorrow, and it's an underdog. So you want to get all these 7 selections. If you've never been with me before, great time to jump on board. If you've been with me or with me, let's say, in one sport and want to try out the other 3, great time here. Works out to $2 a selection. Like I said, it's normally $77 to $97. 7 selections, you heard me correct, just $17. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Very, very cool. Check it out. Lee, appreciate it. We are off next week, so have a happy Thanksgiving. And we will talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Take care.
You too. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, we'll wrap it up. I'm gonna do something different that I haven't done yet. I'm gonna give out a parlay, but it's gonna be a little bit different. So I will do that coming up next, plus celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.